Hey everybody, this is DJ Q for the Golf News Net Radio Network. We now return you to Jay's Place, already in progress.
All right, thank you, DJ Q, my man, bringing us back into the Jay's Place show in style. I am Jay Flemma, and you're listening to the Golf News Net Radio Network. Jay's Place is brought to you by JB's Best Hot Sauce. It's the boldest, the freshest, the spiciest, the tastiest hot sauce out there on the market. It's on every table in the Deep South, and it should be on yours. When it says JB's, it's the best. All right. Here's the part of the show, Bobby Weed, by the way, coming back and joining us for another segment. Here's the segment of the show where you get a chance to win a bottle of hot sauce and a t-shirt that says, I'm a hottie, and we have already had one winner out of three in the show so far. Tom Doak won himself a bottle of hot sauce. We'll get to that in a minute. Wasn't that interesting, but here we go. Are you ready to try your trivia question?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Your category is authors, okay? Authors. Everyone is familiar with the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical Cats, but that musical was actually based on a book of poetry by which famous author? Who wrote the book that became the movie and opera Cats?
Oh, my gosh. I'm familiar with it, being a Broadway play, but I don't think I saw it. And, you know what? Looks like I'm not going to win the bottle of anything because I can't bring that up.
Throw out a wild guess, the very least. You never know.
I can't. I don't even have a clue. I'm not the theater type guy, to be honest, Jay.
Are you a Cats guy by any chance? As in, like, the animal rather than the play? Do you like cats?
No, I really don't. I'm a hunter. I'm a hunter and a fisherman. Besides golf, I'm a hunter and a fisherman. If you ask me something about fish or fowl, I'm in my element. But I get it.
We don't have very. We don't have many trivia questions on fish. Anyway, well,
I'm sorry. Save that bottle of whatever for somebody else.
Well, Tom Doak won one. We were looking for T.S. Eliot, the famous British poet.
I've read some T.S. Eliot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I would never have. That would never have registered. But I am familiar with T.S. Eliot. Believe it or not.
Look, T.S. Eliot has perhaps the broadest, you know, writing of any poet out there because he went all the way from The Wasteland, which is this hyper-intellectual, you know, 65-page monster that needs a whole college class to analyze it, to the book that became the opera Cats, which is called, sorry, the musical Cats, which is called Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats. 15 lovely poems about, you know, a bunch of, you know, personified cats, you know, anthropomorphic cats, cats that are magicians, cats that are, you know, aristocrats, cats that are sending a bunch of yip-yip dogs packing in the street. So that's what we were looking for. But the best question still, okay, it was the question of the year. Tom Doak drew Godzilla. he had to pick, name any two monsters that battled Godzilla, and he knew Hydra or King Ghidorah, and he knew Mothra, and he knew Rodan, because every time he takes his friends to one of his golf courses, they ask which one's the Rodan hole.
Oh, no. Good for Tom.
Yeah, I told him, I said, one of these days you got to build a Mothra hole.
Exactly.
Anyway, so we also spent a lot of time talking about Langford and Moreau on that segment of the show, and we even touched on Culver Academies, which Rand Morissette has called one of the top five nine-hole courses in the world and the best nine-hole course in North America. And you got the great privilege of being able to do the restoration work there. And right now, that is you know, one of the great highlights of your career. So tell us a little bit about Langford & Moreau and Culver Academy.
Well, I don't have a lot of experience with Langford & Moreau other than the fact that I have visited and walked around Lausonia up in Wisconsin, and Pete and Alice have a lake house up in Culver, Indiana, where Culver Academies is located, and the academy engaged Langford & Moreau to build a 27-hole golf course back in the, I think, late 20s or early 30s, and they only built 9 holes, and that's all that exists today. And during World War II, basically the golf course fell into disrepair and was really never maintained. And even afterwards, it had minimal to no irrigation and it was just used for faculty and students and the staff. Really nobody really ever put much credibility into the golf course. And because it was not maintained to a high level, and I was contacted by some alumni, and I went up there and visited with them. And once I saw the golf course, I'm like, hey, you guys really have a jewel here. You have a gem. You just need to polish this thing up, and you know, you can use it for a great recruiting tool. And once I dug into it and shared with them a little bit about the history, the heritage, and the pedigree of the design, it kind of caught on, and they bought into the fact that, hey, you know, we may have something here special. And Culver Academy, all of their facilities there are just fantastic. It's one of the great prep schools in the country. And they have a who's who list of alumni. So it just kind of took off from there to the point where we were able to go up and to really just restore this golf course, and then of course Rand came up and really added a lot of credibility with his report and meeting with some folks up there, in particular Jim Henderson, it's been a great project. And my partner Chris Monty and I were up there, and we also met up and engaged Tom Meade, who had been working with Tom Doak for a number of years. And so Tom and Chris and I kind of tag teamed it, and we were very sympathetic in restoring the golf course and understanding that, you know, so much of what had been there for so many decades, we wanted to try to leave intact as much as possible. But it was a fairly easy restoration in many ways because, you know, the golf course was there and we just had to uncover it.
Sure. Now, you've said so many interesting things there. First, for all of my listeners, Culver Academies is one of the great prep and boarding schools. It started originally as a military academy in, I think it was the late 1800s. It went co-ed, I believe, in 1970, the same year that my college went co-ed as well. Trinity College in Connecticut went co-ed in 1970. And they also have a non-boarding element as well. And I think there's even a day school there. And it was 1922 when Langford & Moreau came in. Now, you had mentioned to me for my article that they sort of built the best 9 holes they could build on the best portion of the property, thinking they would come back. And it turns out that it has, like Lausonia and some of their other courses, a unique routing in that there's 3 par 5s, 3 par 3s, and 3 par 4s.
Correct. It was not, the 9 holes that exist today would have really been a composite of the original 27 that was routed and laid out. But you're right. I think they took built the best holes, with the topo. The topography is really rolling, and somewhat unique for this area. And it really added a lot of interest and variety to the golf course. And, yes, three threes, three fours, and three fives make up the nine holes. And, it is just a delightful golf course in every respect. And, I commented on saying, I think the green complexes may be nine of the best, best set of greens, I've seen.
They have wonderfully wild curves and contours, but you can't talk about Rankford and Moreau without also talking about the fairway bunkering, the fearsome fairway bunkering with the slopes and high faces that you have to carry and challenge if you want to take the Tiger's line off the tee, or if you play around and we got a much longer way to go. It's almost an indelible identifier of a Langford and Moreau course, the fairway bunker.
Well, there's no question. The features are so big and bold. And, to think when the golf course was built, the way they moved dirt back then, these fairway bunkers and even some of the green bunkers are very deep, but the fairway bunkers are as deep as anything I've seen. And, they would rival what was done up at Yale. And a lot, it does remind me of some of the Rainer and McDonald golf courses, built and even some of, Pete's most, diabolical, golf courses, would be considered somewhat passive when you consider what Langford Moreau did. And, then you consider when it was built back in the early mid 20s. I mean, it's the fairway bunkers, the angles, very, very deep, very, very punishing and penal. But really, truly have a, they fit the ground. It was just big and bold. And, the site was pretty open back then. And, if you're familiar with Lawsonia, similarly, they have big bold features the overall golf course just flows. They've got golf holes that work against the grain, work against the topo. There's so many.
Sure, reverse camber. Reverse camber is a great defense, a natural defense, and it tests both distance control and accuracy. Perhaps no course is better demonstrating that than Olympic Club. Now, also, let's take a minute to go over. So, you've done a lot of TPC courses. Where can our listeners go and play a Bobby Weed golf course?
You can go to Las Vegas. I did two tournament player clubs out there in Summerlin, which was a Howard Hughes development project in Summerlin. And so there are two courses out there. One's private, one's public at Summerlin. And then TBC Tampa Bay down in Tampa, Florida is also another one.
TBC Tampa Bay.
TBC River Highlands up in Connecticut.
I take great pride, Bobby, in one of the few times I broke 80 was I shot a 78 at TPC Tampa Bay, and I'm not a very good golfer. I just happened to have a good day that day. So, and then TPC River Highlands in Connecticut, home to Connecticut's tour stop.
That's a great golf course. That's a great area. They've got some really great golf courses up there. I mean, you're blessed. You're very blessed up in the Northeast between New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, up into the Boston area. I mean, there's so many great golf courses up there. There's so many that I haven't seen that I would really enjoy seeing. But, the Connecticut court, the TPC at Connecticut has really stood up very well to the PGA Tour standards and players for many, many, many years, and they've had an event up there for decades, and that's just a great area.
Yeah, Hartford's a great town. That's where Trinity is. So, but they got to bring the Whalers back for those of us who like hockey. So, and then give us a few more of the private courses that you've designed across the country as well for our more ardent golfers and well-traveled golfers. Where can they play some more of your work?
Well, we've got a great public course up in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area called Stone Ridge, and it's typically ranked as one of the better public golf courses in that region. You go up in the Philadelphia area, which is certainly one of the richest, steep areas, steeped in history areas in the U.S. We've got a public course up there called Glen Mills outside of Philadelphia, off the main line. And then other private courses in Austin, Texas. We have a great course in Austin, Texas, which is just a great part of the country, actually the hill country in Austin, called Spanish Oaks Country Club. And then we have the Old Farm in southwestern Virginia, which is another great private club that we did many years ago. So we've been fortunate enough to work in pretty much all over the country, and we've got some great golf courses, and we've remodeled and renovated a lot of great golf courses as well. In fact, we're going back to Long Cove in Hilton Head, which is a course I did with Pete Dye early on in 1980-81, and we're going to be going up there and doing some restoration work here in the next couple of years. And we just finished redoing the Medalist Golf Club down in South Florida, which Pete did with collaboration with Greg Norman back in 95 when the golf course was originally built. We just finished redoing that golf course. So we're based out of North Florida, so working in Florida is always a good thing, but we're back up in the Northeast area now. So we're pretty busy, and we're all over the country.
You know, that leads right into my last question for you before we let you go, is what's next for you? What is on tap?
Well, we've got a great commission right now, again, down in South Florida we teamed up with Michael Jordan, and I don't know of anybody that's more passionate about playing the game than Michael Jordan, and what a great ambassador he is for the game. And so we're very excited about this latest commission. So we're going to be putting a lot of effort into being down in South Florida starting next year.
And where is that again, and what is it called?
It'll be called The Grove. And it'll be in Hobe Sound, which is between Stewart and Palm Beach.
Oh, sure. A wealth of great golf courses in Palm Beach, not the least of which a couple of them that might have been designed by Pete or reworked by Pete.
No question. A lot of great golf courses down there, no doubt about it.
Well, Bobby, when you get up to the New York City area, you got to let me know so that we can get out and play together. And when I come, or if I come to Florida sometime this winter, we'll get together and play as well. It's great having you on the show. I'd love to have you on later on in the spring as well if you'd like to come back.
Always. Anytime, Jay. You're a great guy, great ambassador to the game, and very passionate about the game as well. So, yeah, we can talk golf anytime.
Well, look forward to having you on again. Thank you so much for being here. Everybody, we got one more segment of the show coming up. You're listening to Jay's Place on the Golf News Net Radio Network.
That bump music means we're going to have to take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be back at the second half of the show in just a minute.
This is your main man, DJ Q, and you're listening to Jay's Place on the Golf News Net Radio Network.